He's Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Together, they wake up the nation on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And now you can hear their best bits each week as a podcast. Ireland's Classic Hits
Radio. It's time for another edition of Colm and Lucy, the best bits.
This is literally the best stuff we talked about this week on the show, which isn't saying much, really.
Yeah, so here's what we've got in store for you guys.
The profession that makes the most aggressive drivers.
Producer Jeremy's posh biscuit dilemma.
The most memorable sounds of our childhood.
And we discover how pretentious Colm Hayes is.
And don't forget Lucy's Nats. So you consider me not a great driver. Now, the reason...
But you're not.
No, you consider me not.
No.
I have
Hayes,
a full license.
No. I've spoken to your daughter about this. Jeremy, everybody has said you're not good. I'll tell you what your problem is.
You're very erratic,
but also you don't indicate.
I like people to guess.
If you're in a car accident, you're doomed because there's no indication.
Not only if the car accidents involve turning a corner.
No, but on the M50 with you, even your car goes beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. It's really annoying, isn't it? That's when you're... Okay, so they've done a list. They've gone around and they've asked people in various jobs around the world, right? Who are, A, the most aggressive drivers... And B, who are the friendliest drivers? Now, I'm not going to tell you...
I'm quite an aggressive driver.
You are, yeah. Now, I don't consider you a good driver either. I think you're very distracted when you drive.
Oh, God, you're just trying to copy me.
No, I'm not trying to copy you. I'm not saying you're erratic. No, I've driven with you. I would much prefer to drive than be driven by you.
I would. Likewise, I don't like... Well, I would be rather be driven by anybody else except you. I don't feel that way about Richie.
I don't
feel that way about anyone else. But with you, I don't feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Now, so in jobs, who's the most aggressive? Now, I'm not an aggressive driver.
You are an aggressive driver.
Oh, I got very angry the other day.
You're really aggressive. You go right behind people. You brake lights. You're actually illegal.
There was a guy beeped me the other day. Beeped me because I didn't come out of the lights fast enough at Blackrock.
Did he get out of the car? Oh, he paid.
I kept stopping the car then behind him, in front of him all the time, and then hitting the red lights, and then I hit the hazard lights at one stage.
You're obviously on your own. There's no way Anne would have.
No, I was on my own. I could see the guy in the rearview mirror going, "But this guy's a lunatic. What has happened here?" But he shouldn't have beat me. I was 1 second slow taking off the lights. You know, that's okay, isn't it?
No,
so who? In what profession is the most aggressive driver?
I'd say maybe. Nurses, consultants, anything to do with delivering babies.
You're not far off there. You're not far off.
It's a pressurised job.
Yeah, okay. So the most...
Ambulance. I'd say ambulance drivers when they drive their own cars.
I'd say, actually.
Because they're trained.
They're trained
to get things moving
to get things
quickly.
Going
and they're not used to having to stop at traffic lights.
Do you think they shove their head out the window and shout "Beebaw"?
You okay?
I'm just wondering, how do they get that? Because they just want to drive fast all the time. Are bus drivers, what are bus drivers like when they're driving their own car? Okay, so the most aggressive drivers, you're right, are doctors. The most aggressive. A quarter of hot-headed medics admit to making rude hand gestures at motorists who have annoyed them. Some 14% of doctors admitted to yelling out the window at people. Isn't that great?
Well, do you know what?
I drive to
work along the Rock Road, the Black Rock Road, in Dublin. And on the Rock Road is Black Rock Clinic, which is a hospital.
Yeah.
And a private clinic and blah, blah, blah. And you see them. If ever there's a car driving quite quickly behind me that goes right up.
Yeah.
And then almost flashing, but you see they're irritated. 9 out of 10 times... they'll turn left and indication go in there. That's why I guess.
You reckon their doctors got in?
They are.
Yeah.
You can see them in their suits and their posh cars.
Right, okay.
Or consultants.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So here's a quick little dilemma. Now, can I say it's your dilemma, Jeremy?
Yeah, okay. Let's take Sue down.
No shame.
Take Sue down.
So Lucy, if you'd like to describe the dilemma in the Jeremy household yesterday.
Well, Jeremy said that basically they had visitors. Now, he didn't specify who the visitors were.
Just his in-laws. Friend and kids.
Friend, okay.
Yeah.
So, Sue, Jeremy's wife. This is Jeremy's wife who we love.
Good morning, Jeremy's
wife. Even though she eats chicken wings with a knife and fork.
Mm-hmm. And pizza.
So they had guests around yesterday. Sue sent Jeremy out for biscuits. He came back with toffee pops and jammy Dodgers. May I say, great choice. By the way, two of my favourites. And she sent him back saying that she'd be embarrassed offering them to guests.
Right.
So, but he never told us what he came back with. So is the question, what are the poshest biscuits?
Oh, yeah, sorry. He came back with chocolate fingers. So he... Did you return them to Dunn's? Did you get your money back?
No,
oh,
he didn't.
Oh, he did. He returned them to Dunn's.
He didn't go all the way back. Why didn't you give them to me? I love a jammy
doctor. So you went back with your receipt and you said, excuse me, these are not... posh biscuit. I bought the wrong biscuits. These are the biscuits for
now,
when
we're
just
being made. Now, what you're probably noticing,
around.
Which we also noticed, is Jeremy is afraid of his wife.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And Hazy's afraid of Anne.
I'm actually not. Thank you very much.
You are. No, I think a lot of men are.
Don't think. Afraid
anyway,
of Anne?
No one but you is afraid of Anne. Jeremy is definitely afraid of Sue. So he leapt back into the car, drove all the way back to Dunn's, and change the biscuits
changed. For... I've never heard anybody change biscuits.
But why would he not just go to the shops and just buy more? He's always going to use a jammy dodger. He's got three kids.
Okay, that's the first question. Second question.
Love what a toffee
is,
pop now.
What is a posh biscuit? Third, this is what I couldn't get my head around.
Go on.
Who actually gives out biscuits to visitors anymore?
Jeremy and Sue, they're stuck in the 70s.
They are stuck in the 70s, aren't
yeah.
they? Like, there's a play, like, they have... Sorry, I asked them this morning. This is brilliant. They have a special biscuit plate.
It's, oh, no,
it's tiered.
No.
It's a tiered
afternoon
biscuit
tea.
Plate.
Oh, my God, they are so posh. This is just actually rude.
But they're not, posh.
Do they have cucumber sandwiches?
They're pretend posh. This is Mrs.
No, I think
Bouquet's
they are. No, I think they are posh.
Look at the state of him in through that window.
I know, but we can't judge him based on his clothes.
Yeah, oh, well, I do.
What is a posh biscuit?
What is a posh biscuit?
What about those lady fingers? You know, those lady fingers.
Which are you not meant to? Are you not meant to use them as you're making a tiramisu or something?
Yes.
You don't eat those on their own.
I am nearly sure we did something on the Podge and Rod show years
Jeez.
Ago with trying to find the poshest biscuit, and we got Senator David Norris.
Oh,
in fact,
lovely.
I think I went out onto the streets.
You probably did.
Of Dublin to find out. And was it the digestive?
No. The digestive would be a knock-around biscuit. The digestive for me is what you give.
How do you feel about a Viscount? I used to adore them as a child, and they are back.
Okay, so any biscuit that is wrapped is a posh
biscuit. Posh biscuit, okay.
Yeah,
so
I think
Viscount,
that is a rule. Yeah.
Viscount, I think they had orangey ones, they have mint ones. God, I love a biscuit.
Would you give a penguin out?
You wouldn't give a penguin out to a guest.
Would you not?
I don't think you would.
I don't know. I've never been a biscuit person.
I think you're right. If it's wrapped, it's posh. So what is the poshest biscuit to give a guest?
Yeah.
And do you think that Jeremy is a sad loser for returning the toffee
biscuits.
Pops?
Toffee pops and jammy dodgers.
And jammy dodgers.
Oh, I do love a jammy dodger.
Love a jammy dodger.
Who gives
talking
biscuits
amongst
anyway?
Yeah, I know. Like, welcome to 2024. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, so we're going, we reckon if it's wrapped.
Wrapped.
Yeah, if it's
we're
wrapped.
Thinking Viscount.
Okay. So, yeah. So Colette actually agrees with us.
Oh, I definitely agree with Lucy when it comes to the posh biscuits.
Yeah.
The Viscounts are the ones, all
yes.
right. We definitely were given them. We used to ask for those, and it was the mint Viscounts.
Yes,
yeah, they were the
delicious.
Claire and Bunch.
Okay.
Oh, I love them. I used to take off the minty bit first.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to buy some today. I'm actually going to leave right now.
Okay.
Far.
Well, hang on. Just listen to Paula first.
Hi, Colm and Lucy. Paula here.
Yeah, Paula.
Absolutely love the show. It's a gas.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Biscuit with wrappers on it. Tea cakes, especially at Christmas.
Oh, yes,
well,
please.
Tea cake's not a biscuit. That's
it.
You bring out a tea cake... You wouldn't bring out a tea cake for just guests. Tea cakes come out for nuns and priests.
That's ridiculous things. That doesn't make sense.
Do you know
what
the little
mean?
Tea cakes with the silver?
Yeah,
about.
Silver and ready bits.
And then...
Hey, what about your friend? the Caffrey snowballs.
Caffrey snowballs.
No, you wouldn't bring a snowball
out. You
wouldn't
bring a snowball
for a
out for a posh guest.
No.
Because it'd be all over their face.
Yeah.
And their fingers
like,
and everything. Yeah. And then they go... Yeah, and then you go, can I lick your face? No.
Why'd you lick somebody's face?
To clean off the last bit, you know.
Oh my God, I'm going to get sick.
Yeah, that's sick. Exactly the answer I get. And that's why
You're
I've stopped.
Morning, lads. Alan from Glenstella here. Come here, I remember years ago going to my nanny's for tea.
My nanny's?
About 10, 12, 14 years of age. But anyway,
all
my aunties and uncles used to get the posh sambos, the triangle sambos, and
my
nanny used to bring out
the
box of afternoon tea or... What was the other one? I can't remember the other box. But anyway, we'd be all out the back waiting for the scraps, the half-eaten sandwiches. Let's use take the box of biscuits away
scraps.
And give us the digestives and the rich teas and the ginger nuts. But we only seen the posh biscuits. We were like something of Oliver staring in the window at them. But they always reminded me of Posh Biscuits, the afternoon tea, and we were left with the digestives, the rich tea, and the ginger nuts, and all the rubbish biscuits. Anyway,
ooh, I love a ginger nut.
Do you know Alan is right?
I love a ginger nut.
But we were being brought up in the old days. We were actually brought up like dogs. Do you know what I mean? We were kept out in the back garden when guests were around. And only when they left, we might have the scraps of an health sandwich.
See, in the olden days, when you used to live beside dinosaurs, Hazy, you probably didn't have the chocolate hobnobs.
Oh, jeez.
Now,
no,
if you ever want to get into my good books,
yeah,
buy me a chocolate hobnob.
Jeez, I wouldn't do. We wouldn't have nothing near the hobnob at all. There is a thing on Reddit going around, and it's the 26, very precise, isn't it? The 26 sounds from our childhood that we miss hearing, that you don't hear anymore. You just
do
don't.
We miss them, though? Let me decide whether we actually miss the noises.
Okay, so do you remember this?
Cash register?
You don't get them anymore.
No.
No, there's no cash registers anymore. It was one thing that hit me yesterday. I was in the garage.
I used to love cash registers.
Because yeah. I had a small, I didn't tell you about this, but I had a small winning on the lotto, which I was quite excited about over the weekend.
I'm sorry, can we lose this music? How much?
Well, 20 euros, thank you very much.
You little tight arse, what did you buy me?
20 euros.
Congratulations, a win is a win.
A win is a win, and I cashed it in, and I noticed that it was the first time, because he had to give me the 20 euros in cash, that it all comes out a little shoot. There's no more just the little cash register anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I never really even think about that, what I'm paying, because I always pay by card, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was waiting for cash, which I never would either, but it just was bizarre, you
it
know?
Is, I know. I miss those days, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Next.
Do you miss this?
I have no idea what that is.
You do know what that is.
Don't.
You do. You work there.
Do it again.
You work there.
No idea what that is.
That's putting a video into the video recorder. That's putting a VHS tape in.
God, it's thing. Quite loud, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
When you think back.
When the thing lifted up, you're like, there was loads of things. Pulleys and wires and all sorts of things going on.
Yes.
And that was it. So we don't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dialing in.
God.
I worked for Indigo, which was an internet service provider.
Yeah, one of the first ones, yeah.
I was a merchandiser. I basically just drove around Ireland selling the internet. Quite funny in hindsight. Me, who can't even find Spotify on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember handing people free discs.
Free discs?
Yes.
I remember
those. To sign up to the internet.
Yeah.
And that was the noise.
And would you ever go into their house and set it up for them?
Oh, Hazy, like I just said, you know me. I could just return on my own phone.
And you're selling the internet.
I just created awareness for it. Do you know what I mean? That was my job, to create awareness. Slash to go around Ireland in a van drinking.
Right, okay.
No, like not drinking in the van, but like,
yeah, later. And handing out free CDs. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Internet CDs.
Oh, it's mad, isn't it?
What's it was quite exciting though, wasn't it, when it clicked?
Yeah, when it's like, oh, it's
yeah,
connected.
Yeah, yeah,
and it
it's like when you're on hold and somebody picks up. It's quite exciting.
Yeah, and it would take at least a minute for the first page to open. And then there was no Google in those days, so it was like Ask Jeeves or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were really, really...
Like, for our younger friends listening, they probably think, who are these two dinosaurs? Guys, it's not that long ago.
Not that long ago. We're talking
really
the 90s.
Not.
We're talking the 90s. Oh, here we are.
Here
so we
is
want
my
to,
situation.
We want to learn about your flies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's quite serious. And I actually posted this on Instagram as
right.
well.
Right. Oh, God, you've got your glasses on.
Yesterday, I had my glasses on.
Yeah, serious.
So, I have been infested by flies.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I thought they were fruit flies.
Mm.
And I asked the guys this, and they said, you don't have fruit flies in February, even though it's quite warm.
Still can't.
What do you mean you can't?
It's
like, Hazy, you're not David Attenborough.
It's against Darwinism. It's against the evolution of the species. It's much too early. Yeah, yeah. Go
doesn't
on,
even make sense.
Of course it doesn't.
Okay. So basically, all these flies have been like, I thought they were coming at my sink. They were kind of hanging around the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And then one kind of flew down onto my bottom.
Well, onto your
when I was on
bottom.
The loo the other day.
How does a fly get onto your bottom if you're sitting on the toilet?
It just kind of flew in the vicinity of my bottom.
Right, okay.
Anyway, so I thought, right, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
So I was watering my indoor plant.
Right.
And I noticed there were lots of little kind of fly creatures on that.
Fly creatures.
It's something I got in Woody's about 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've possibly been, I water it randomly.
Right. Well, that's what you're meant to do with an indoor plant. Fairness.
Yeah. So you know the one I mean. You cut it. The one that you cut.
Oh, yeah.
That you killed nearly. And then I brought it back to life. Anyway.
Yeah.
So as I was bending down, watering it, I noticed that there were all these little creatures in it.
Oh,
and all these
God.
Little fly things.
Wow.
So
aliens.
Rich and Jack put the indoor plant outside.
Right, okay.
And then underneath where the big pot was, there looked like there had been a little bit of fly action. So I don't know if that was the problem.
If they're your flies,
if that's the flies in
intrusion.
The indoor plant, or is anyone else? 0871880 because loads of people got in touch on Instagram.
Right.
So I know that you guys exist. Okay, the boys are not going to slag you. Do you have these flies in your house at the moment?
Yeah.
Because, and apparently they're called gnats.
Gnats.
Gnats. Yeah.
Gnats. Yeah.
They're called gnats. Like, do you say kni for the thing above you?
I've got some gnats on my gnatchi. Come on.
So it's, they're gnats. They're called gnats. Yeah. And I need to get them out of my house. And then someone else is like, Lucy, you need to check your drains. Why would a gnat be in my drain? So I just need to...
Sorry. No, something else just happened. No, and it's all to do with your gnats in your drain.
Okay.
If you've got an infestation of gnats,
yes,
you're. Oh God, what's the word? Screwed. That's the one.
No. So can anybody help me?
Get your gnats out.
If there's anybody from the gardening world that's willing to take this seriously, because I'm actually quite upset by it.
By your gnats.
Is it the indoor plant? Is anyone else experiencing these little crazy what look like cousins of the fruit fly?
Yeah.
Flying around your kitchen.
Yeah.
And there was one upstairs.
One upstairs.
Now, they are very small, but because
right, okay.
I'm so paranoid about them, yeah. I keep seeing them now.
Okay, so 0871880008, how can Lucy get rid of her gnats?
Yeah. Are they in my indoor plant, or are they somewhere else? Or are they coming from a drain?
I don't think...
Oh, by the way, I've checked for rats and mice and everything. There's nothing dead in my house.
No rats or mice, just gnats.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Do you know, you've a mate and he's just pretentious. He's just pretending to be somebody he's not.
Now, we... So don't look at the list. Will
I'm
I
not looking
list?
At the list.
Okay. So we slag you.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, yeah, I'm Northside boy.
All right.
Yeah, whereas you were the only people to have electric gates in your estate.
True, yeah.
So there is a bang of pretension off you.
There possibly could be, yeah.
No, there is, Hazy.
Yeah.
I love you as a person, but you are affected.
There was something growing up on the Northside. It's a strange thing, but one of my dreams was to have electric gates, and I got them. And it's
what did you say growing up on the Northside? Honest to God, like... You'd think you lived in a field on your own and you walked to school with no shoes.
Yeah, well, I had one shoe. We used to hop.
No, it's ridiculous. Okay, so members of the public were asked if they have a friend who is basically pretentious.
Yeah.
I won't say what else it says.
Yeah, okay.
So this is a combined list of pretentious things.
Yeah.
Wearing sunglasses all year round in indoor.
That's you!
That is me. Now,
that's
in
you!
In fairness to me and
no.
Jeremy... No! No, one sec. In fairness to me and Jeremy would testify... I'm not pretentious, but I do wear my glasses the whole time. My sister won't walk with me if I wear my glasses at night.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I don't know why. Yeah. I adore sunglasses.
See,
I'm not in any way pretentious, clearly.
Yeah. No, see, I don't think you can be pretentious because, if you don't mind me saying so, you were born posh.
Wasn't born posh.
You're posher than me.
Well, everybody. Everybody's posher than you. Okay. What about
go on. Yeah.
A hyphenated last name? You changed your name. That is really pretentious.
It
you
is,
changed
yeah.
your name
I
because
changed my name,
to Hayes because you wanted to sound more
pretentious. Basically, yeah.
Do you have a boat and go wind sailing?
Oh God, no! But I would love to know, but I would drown. So no, I'm kept off the water.
Name dropping. Oh my God, you are the worst. Name dropper again, Jeremy?
No,
yes,
no, I don't think
you.
So.
Yes,
no, that's not fair.
Every day,
that's not fair.
Every
now,
day, you'd say
my old
like...
mate Jerry Ryan. Now he was a name dropper, right?
No,
and
no,
I was only
this
saying...
nothing to do with Jerry. Jerry, he was, but you're not much better, and I think you're getting worse with
I
age.
I don't know. I mean, I was talking to Louis Walsh the other day, and he was
there
saying,
you are.
"Okay."
So you see, I think on air, I think you're fine, but like in real life, you're like. Yeah, so like, you know, I'm really good friends with or like related
I
to...
I never do that.
Jeremy.
Stop looking in the window. I'll close the curtains.
We don't have a curtain. Do you tell people that you have it? Yes, he lies about meeting celebrities.
I tripped Britney Spears up, thank you.
You do smell a glass of wine before you drink it.
Yes, I do. Even in Spar, when I'm buying it, and I love it, no, I'm not having that.
You listen to music on vinyl.
Yes, I do, and I tell everybody about it.
You changed your name. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, yeah, are you a member of a secret society?
I can't tell you that.
Do you tell people that you have an accountant and a solicitor? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Even though we all do.
Yeah, I do, and I name them and everything. Don't.
Why is that?
I go
easy?
Out with my solicitor. She's a friend.
But
of
Hazy, why? Well, she's your sister-in-law. But why?
Yeah. Why do I do that? Because when you grew up in the North Side, if you had an accountant,
it's nothing to do with growing up in the North Side.
If you had an accountant and a solicitor, you were involved with. You were in trouble with cab. Do you know what I mean? So it's now. I feel things are good.
087-188-0008. How do you know you are pretentious?
Yeah. Or how do you know your friend? Yeah, yeah, you got a friend that's pretentious. 087-188-0008. I'm now going to turn this list over and because I didn't look at it, and I'm going to turn it on you, young lady.
Okay, go on then.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to do that in a few minutes, Tom.
I dare you, because there's nothing here other than the
because you were born posh.
No. But other than... No, I'm not. I'm just not. Listen, people know living with Lucy. They know who I am. They know that I'm not. Whatever I am, I'm not pretentious.
Did you have help in the house?
Of course I didn't. I am the help.
We were talking about baked beans because this American discovered baked beans and went, oh my God, what is this baked bean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So divine. What a great discovery.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful food. But then we said, what is it that some of our amazing friends from around the world who now live here...
Who are now Irish.
Are now Irish. And what is it, food-wise, that they went, what the hell are you guys eating?
Yeah.
So we'll have a quick jaunt around the world.
Okay.
We're off to the Spanish.
Morning, Colm and Lucy. It's Sheila here. About the strange food we wouldn't call it strange, but I had a student many years ago and I gave him his dinner one day and it was bacon and cabbage.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Just to say that he packed his bags and none of thought. I haven't seen him since. Don't know where he is, don't know whether he got back to Spain, wherever. But anyway, no, he couldn't. And I absolutely adore that dinner. Yeah. Love it.
Love it.
The more juice on it, the better.
Now,
Sheila,
could I add a little controversial sauce? Because you know they're quite saucy.
Don't do white sauce.
Parsley.
Let's go to Brazil.
Hi, it's Fernanda here, and I'm from Brazil. I remember when I came to Ireland 12 years ago, I was in Galway, and I ordered a lasagna, and it came with chips.
Yeah, oh yes.
And I was thinking, this is so weird.
Yeah.
Who eats chips with lasagna? So for me, that was out of this world. That was just crazy. That was it. Chips with lasagna.
Yeah.
I love the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for reminding me. Lasagna.
And chips.
Delicious.
I love lasagna chips.
Love lasagna chips.
We had a Monday night.
Did you? Did you make it yourself?
I bought the lasagna and I made the homemade chips. Yeah, yeah.
You know how good I am with mince.
Now let's move over to Justina. She's from Poland.
Hi, I'm Justina. I'm originally from Poland. I live in Ireland since 2005.
Yeah.
And what surprised me about the food after arriving here, fries with vinegar. Really? Now, after 19 years here, I love them.
Right. Vinegar. Quite shocked with vinegar.
Why?
Well, because obviously...
No, we can't go back there.
No, we can't go back to vinegar.
We did a full show about vinegar last week.
because obviously in Poland, they don't put vinegar over the chips. I don't know if there's chippers in Poland.
Oh, that is possibly the most ridiculous...
I think chippers are very much Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales. Have you ever seen a chipper in France?
Yes, probably.
No, you haven't seen a chipper.
Of course.
No, you haven't seen
there's
a chipper.
Chippers all over Lanzarote.
Oh, that's because the English go there. Traditionally Poland wouldn't have chippers.
Let's ask the Polish.
So, people are coming over here. People are moving to Ireland. Hello, welcome along.
Hello.
And some here 20 years, some 20 weeks, some 20 days. And there's certain customs that we have, our foods. And this all came down from a story about an American who saw somebody eating baked beans on toast and went, what the hell? And we thought, we do like crisp sandwiches. We've had that already as well. There are Heath wants to get in on this.
Hi, it's Heath out in Newbridge. I moved from the UK, not far away now, in 97, and I worked with a girl that said she'd make some Irish cuisine. She said it was called coddle.
Yay!
Never heard of it. She brought in the next day, And oh my God, white sausages. Yes. I've got vomit inducing food. Never looked at a sausage the same again. Thanks very much. Bye bye.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that, and I'm Irish. I can't.
Yeah, I've no problem. Debs wants to get in.
Morning, Colin and Lucy. Yeah. My friends come over from the UK for a weekend, and when they were here, I made a coddle. And they nearly had a stroke when they see me boiling bacon and sausages in a pot. They were reluctant to try it, but they ended up trying it and they absolutely loved it.
Listen, knock a bit of brown sauce in there and bobbed your uncle, you know what I mean? It's gorgeous. Can't beat it. Trina's from Australia.
Morning, Colm and Lucy. I have to disagree with your listener there before about not thanking bus drivers. Where I'm from, yes, we've always done that.
Yeah.
And I do it here as well, even though you have to get out the middle door. It's just a habit that was instilled to me. Another thing I can't get my head around here with buses is nobody lines up for the bus. You know, people just, as soon as the bus comes, it's all, it's go for yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. One more, final one. Wendy wants to talk about our car waving habits.
Morning, Colm and Lucy. We had a friend visit us from England shortly after we moved house to the country, and he couldn't understand how every time we drove past somebody in the car, he waved to them. He thought that we knew all these people and we were very popular, but we had to explain to him, no, you just waved to everybody. Love the show. Thanks.
We'd explain to him, no, we don't know who they are, we just wave at them.
Brilliant.
If you liked all of this, don't forget you can catch us every weekday morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio from 6 a.m.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland's Classic Hits.